Hey guys, so you're probably wondering what the hell's going on, why have I just thrown my phone in the safe, and why do I think you should do the same? And the truth is, I'm sick of it, and I'm sure that my phone, my mobile phone, is costing me hundreds of thousands of pounds per year, and I'll bet you it's costing you the same thing. Now, I want to run you through an exercise right now. I just want to show you something that some of you will be aware of and some of you won't be aware of. It's something I've been thinking about over the last couple of weeks, and my mind was kind of blown when I saw this. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick out your mobile phone right now. And I want you to go over to settings. Let me just come up to the camera right now. So I want you to go over to your settings on your phone. Let me just wait for that to catch on. Come on. Fine. So we're going to go over to settings and we're going to go down to screen time. This button here. Hit screen time. Okay. This is going to tell you how much you use your phone, how much time you spend on your mobile phone. Here you can see today I've spent 1 hour and 45 minutes. This week, I have done an average of 4 hours and 26 minutes a day. 31 hours this week in the last 7 days. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's disgusting. That is a leech of my time, of my resources, time that I could be investing on my business and things which are actually productive. Okay, now let me just look at this to make sure that I'm not just spending time making money on my phone. So, most used, Instagram, 6 hours this week. I don't make money on Instagram, a couple of Instagram stories maybe, but that doesn't take me 6 hours. WhatsApp, 3 hours and 50 minutes. Safari, 3 hours. Facebook, 3 hours. It's sickening, okay? What I'm trying to get at right now is we spend, on average, and I bet you some of you watching this right now are going to be in the 5-6 hour mark, okay? Because I was a couple of weeks ago, and I've tried to bring this down. And I've tried to say to myself, Jordan, you don't need to use your phone this much. You don't need to use your phone all the time. You don't need to be spending hours on it every day. And I bet you some of you are going to be on 5-6 hours. A day, okay? And that is literally time we are throwing down the drain. And I had this realization the other week and I was like, man, I need to change that. I need to get rid of that habit. And what can I do? It's a habit. I'm out of control from it. I just pick my phone up and I browse through Instagram or flick through my messages or I'll flick through my emails. And it's a way of procrastinating. And I bet it is costing me hundreds of thousands of pounds. So this Monday, okay? Monday the 8th of April, I am going to start locking my phone in a safe every night before I go to bed until 2 p.m. the following day. Because I want to make sure I have no distractions whatsoever. Now, I don't know when I'm going to upload this video, so that date might have already gone. But I'm going to put my phone in a safe. I'll be completely unreachable on my mobile phone. And I am going to have an office phone number, which I will be using for emergencies where my clients, my team, my family will have access to it, but only if what they need to say to me can't wait until 2 p.m. Anything before then, I don't want to know. If it's not an emergency, if it can't wait till 2 p.m, I don't want to know. Because as you guys will know, I'm really hot on morning routines. And I wake up early. I wake up at 5 a.m. every morning. I read until about 6. I go to the gym for 6 o'clock. I come home and I get working on my desk for 8 a.m. But how much time am I spending on my phone replying to messages, replying to mentorship requests, replying to emails, speaking to clients? Stuff which isn't actually driving the business forward, okay? I'm not actually moving up by doing these things. I'm being busy, but I'm being a busy fool. And none of these things are going to go tits up. None of these things are going to fall apart if they just wait until 2 p.m, okay? I know I am my most productive in the morning. I know that I get the most done in the morning, so I should make sure that I have zero distractions to get my work done. And that's what I'm going to be doing from now on. Now, if you're more productive in the evening, I think you should put your phone in a safe in the evening. Just make sure you eliminate yourself from it. Because I think if you're true to yourself, 90% of us are addicted to our mobile phones. We pick it up out of habit and we just start browsing, we look for our text, and before you know it, you look down and you've wasted half an hour. And it's those little half an hour moments throughout the day which completely eliminate your productiveness, and then they make you procrastinate. One Instagram message leads onto another one, and one Instagram post and one dog video leads onto another video, and you end up spending 15 minutes, but those 15 minutes all add up, and they are eating away at your success and eating away at your productivity. So let's just do some calculation based on my stats this week. I've done 30 hours this week on my phone. So I've lost over a whole day solid on my phone. Times that by 4, that's 120 hours a month. Times that by 12, the months in the year, that's 1,440 hours in a year. Divide that by 24. 1440, divide that by 24. That is 60 total days in a whole year that I'm losing on my current ratio of going on my phone. That's 2 months solid time spent on my phone. Now that's disgusting. That's disgusting. So guys, I challenge you. I challenge you to do the same as me. I challenge you to say no to all this time spent on your mobile phone. Say no to procrastination. Say no to mobile phone addiction. Say no to mindless browsing through your feed. And say yes to productiveness. Say yes to investing them hours, those 4 hours a day, even if I get them 4 hours a day, down to, I want to aim for half an hour a day, okay? One half an hour maximum, then I'm gaining at least 3 hours a day back into my business life. And man, I know how much I can achieve in 3 hours when I put my mind to it. So you gotta think about it like that. You gotta think about not what am I doing right now, it's how much money and what can I achieve if I actually change this. And it's a habit I think that 90% of us need to kick. So guys, different style video. I hope you got value from this. It's more of just an update of what I'm going to be doing. I won't be reachable as of Monday until 2 p.m. every day. That applies to students, clients, everything. You're going to be lucky if you get that office phone number. And I challenge you to do the same thing, because I guarantee that you are going to see a ridiculous spike in your productivity and the amount of work that you get done. Hope you got value from this video, guys. I'll see you again soon.